longest you've been single and why? Actor Val Kilmer passed away last week, and a quote from his memoir that's been circling around a lot since he passed says, "I haven't had a girlfriend in 20 years. The truth is, I'm lonely part of every day." That's sad, right? Yeah. The 20 years? I mean, he was a heartthrob.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he dated everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, he dated Cher. He dated
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford's, I think, destroyed his marriage. I think he had an affair with her, right? Something like that?
I'm not sure. Yeah. But, I mean, Cindy Crawford shows up, I guess. And you're Val Kilmer. I don't know how that worked out, but he was a fantastic actor and definitely a very unique individual, no question about it.
But to think about not having a girlfriend, not being in any relationship for 20 years, and there's plenty of single people out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say that a lot of them are lonely. More men than women are lonely when they're single. They just did all these stats that I read earlier today. And it says that there are more single women now than ever by choice. Mm-hmm. Women have chosen that they'd rather not be in a relationship because it's become more mainstream to buy properties on your own, to have children on your own. And they said, I don't need no guy. I'm not lonely. I'll spend more time with my friends.
Yeah, but not needing somebody is not the same thing as, you know, lacking for a sense of company or companionship or whatever that may be.
But it got us thinking, like, who's been single a very long time and why? Was it by choice or was it by a different reason?
I have a friend who's he's been a serial single dude for, I mean, he's a year older than me at this point, or 2 years older than me. And he looks great, and his house is paid for, and the cars are paid off, got a convertible, all those things, vacations 5-6 times a year. You know, in the last year, he started to say to me things about being single. Out of like the corner of his mouth.
Like he doesn't want to be?
Well, all the women have been like, you know, trying to get him fixed up with somebody over the years and whatnot. And he's always laughed it off and shoved it aside. And you know, recently he said things to me about, you know, like, you know, just kind of spending the rest of his life alone or whatever. And I told him, listen, there's an easy solution for this. Just wait for one of your friends to die and marry their wife, because we're all going to need, you know, somebody to take care of them.
But, what a weirdo thing to say. What a weirdo thing to say.
I'm just saying, like, he's...
So if you drop dead, you're cool with him marrying Alicia?
Listen, if I drop dead tomorrow, my wife is a young woman, much younger than me. I mean, that's a pretty large conversation, you know.
You brought it
up. Wow. I did not bring that up. That is not the question I did. I just said that he's recently expressed to me that he wants to do it. And that's
okay.
That's what I told him, though, in response.
What? So weird.
I didn't say me. I was like, just wait for one of us.
One of the front. Not my wife. You can marry somebody else's wife, not mine.
Wow.
Diana, how long have you been single, Diana?
I've been single now for 5 years. I mean, dating has changed so much with all the acronyms and the lingo and things like that. And I don't even understand the whole online dating thing. So I'm just like, this is just way too much for me. So I'm like, yeah, dating is just not my thing right now.
I could see that if you're not into online dating. And I know plenty of people that aren't. And they don't really understand how to do it. They're not comfortable putting their information on the internet. It can be hard because so many people that's just the way they meet others now.
When I was younger, it was like, if you weren't dating somebody for years, it was strange, you know, like consistently not dating or whatever. And you know what? I don't think that it was healthy, that there was always this pressure to be dating or being in something. Right. Like you could be perfectly happy on your own for a while. And then something comes along.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's changed.
Obviously, because we're talking about it.
Never got exposed to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you've been single for a long time, how long has it been and why? And are you happy? How long have you been single and why? And most importantly, are you happy? Val Kilmer passed away last week and everybody's been talking about his memoir because there was a quote from it saying he had been single for the last 20 years and he was lonely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he also had days where he was like, I'm glad that I'm not in something, but that's sad.
But on the flip side, there's a new study that's out that says women are more single now than ever and they're happier than ever because of it.
Mm.
So why are you single and are you happy? Holly.
I have been single 6, almost 7 years now.
Now, why have you been single?
I don't know. I go out and I've met people. I don't know if it's the quality of people or, you know, I do a lot for myself. And I don't get the feeling that some of these guys want to step it up. So, yeah. And then I also believe it's it's the online dating. I think if you get into a fight with your partner or, you know, it's been a while and things are boring, you know, they could get on these apps and at the swipe of a finger, you know, they have all these options.
So let me just ask you, Holly, because, I mean, number one, I applaud people who are like, I'm not going to do this because it doesn't measure up to my standard or what it is that I'm looking for, that it's not fulfilling for me. Because I think that just, you know, when I was growing up, so often I was with people all the time and they weren't always great situations and I didn't have the time to change that. But it's interesting, too, though, that it sounds like there's a mistrust factor in there, too.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Now, are you happy? That's the simple question.
Yeah.
I am, and only because, you know, I see, like, for example, I live in an apartment, and, you know, some of the neighbors are fighting a lot, and sure. I sit there in my peace and quiet, and I'm like, you know what, I am so glad that I'm single right now, and I am not in a situation like that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's me and the dog. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Holly.
How about you, Billy? How long have you been single?
I have been single for over 15 years.
Really?
Were you in a serious relationship before that?
Not really.
Wow.
Okay.
Not really.
So it wasn't like after a divorce where you like swore off getting into another relationship or anything like that. It's just something that happened over time, or did you make a conscious decision that you were like, I don't like people?
My last relationship was about a 2-3 year relationship. You know, it ended abruptly, and I just haven't been with anyone else since.
Wow.
And I feel like I've been single so long that if I meet somebody, I just don't want somebody that's telling me everything that's wrong with me. Like, I'm so used to being single, I don't think I know how to be in a relationship anymore.
It's necessarily untrue, right? Like, some people prefer to be by themselves because they don't want anybody else involved in their decisions. It's like business, Anna. Don't take on any partners. If you don't like to go ahead and do that thing where you got to huddle up and make decisions together, don't do it.
So if the right person walked in the door right now, would you make eye contact with them and move forward, or would you be happy with the way things are?
I would make eye contact with them, but I don't know if I would move forward. I'm open to dating, but not really commitment.
So his recliner is going to stay right where it is.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start telling me what to do, I'm out.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you said 15 years ago your relationship ended abruptly. What happened?
We got into an argument. She didn't call me. I didn't call her. And that was that.
That's weird. And there's no closure, and you never felt like you needed closure?
I mean, it feels like closure. It's been 15 years.
I didn't feel like I needed any closure.
I'm always fascinated by the people that can just one day decide that's it. And then you, like, somebody that's been part of your life for years all of a sudden is gone, and you don't know what happened?
I mean, if that's your pattern of behavior anyways, at some point you just get tired of certain things or, you know, whatever. We just hope she didn't get hit by a train. But other than that, you know, I'm sure she's off having a regular happy life.